Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another Football Friday Night as we bring you Who's Going to Win here on KJAN, brought to you by the Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates. Glad to have you along for Week 5 of the football season. The gang's all here, and we will introduce everyone and how they did last week in just a little bit. Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, Chris Parks, and I all joining you here for the broadcast. We'll take a time out, and we'll take a look at how we did last week and get our program started right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win. Let's take a look at what we had last week here on our sheets, as we had a mishmash of stuff here this last week. Doug and Chris had the high watermarks of the week. They were both 5-3 with their efforts last week. Each of them bringing home a limb pick last week. Excellent job.
Blind squirrel gets an acorn, they say.
Well, not a lot of acorns. It was 5-3. Let's not get too far out of ourselves.
I can't brag too much.
I went 4-4, and Matt, what did you do? Did you forget to drink the Kool-Aid?
Three and five? Yeah. Well, a lot of close games in there. We knew it was going to be a tough week.
Well, and it was. It was. Let's take a look back at how we did that. This sheet looks like somebody cut themselves and bled all over it. I put red X's on the mistakes, and boy, are there a lot of them here. Cam and Southwest Valley, that was our broadcast game last week. Southwest Valley jumped out to a big lead and went on to win 59-20, and that was a win for Doug and for Matt. We only had two games on here where we all picked the same and all won, and that was one of them was Exira EHK beating Charter Oak Ute 66-18. We all had the Spartans. Griswold and AHST played a pretty good one. It was Avoca winning on their home field. AHST winning 31-21, and that was a win for both Chris and for me. Chris got one of his limb pick here in the next game. It was Audubon beating Woodward Granger 15-12. Fell behind 12-0 and came back to win it. And that was a limb pick for Chris, and he grabbed that one. Excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you. Go Wheelers.
Doug got two limb picks last week. I forgot about this other one. Doug got Trainer over Tri-Center 14-6. He was the only one to pick Trainer. So, excellent job.
Thank you.
Excellent job. Creston and ADM. It was ADM winning somehow, some way.
Wow.
You guys had that one already written down, didn't you?
Darn Panthers.
Yeah, Creston took the ball away with like, what, 4 minutes left or something, and then ADM was able to get it back, score, recover an onside kick, and then what, had a tipped pass or something?
Tipped pass, yep.
That they caught in the end zone at the tail end for a touchdown. So two quick scores late, they win at 36-35 over Creston, and that was a win for Chris and for me. Carroll over Harlan, 14-7. Doug went out on a limb, and it did not break. Excellent.
That's, I think, three games in a row they said Carroll has beaten Harlan, I think. Or three out of the seniors have won three games against Harlan or something like that. So, I don't know. The Tigers have the Cyclones number.
So, are you saying it's no longer a rivalry when one team continues to dominate?
I don't know.
Okay. Lewis Central beat
it. Bit of a shocker, though.
It was. Lewis Central beat Atlantic 42-0, and we all had Lewis Central winning there. So, again, 5-3 for each Doug and Chris, 4-4 for me, Matt 3-5. Here's where we stand for the year now. Chris is on top. It's still close. Chris is on top. He's got a 24-8 record. Doug is just one game behind, 23-9. I am at 22-10, and Matt is at 21-11. So just three games separating top to bottom, so still very competitive, and we'll see if we can mishmash it around again this week, too. We're going to start with our broadcast game here tonight. This is where we are tonight. At Glidden-Ralston hosting Exira EHK, a couple of undefeated top-10-ranked teams in eight-man football battling tonight. We're excited to be able to bring you that ball game here this evening on KJAN. Should be a lot of fun. And you know what? Doug went 5-3 with Chris. I know Chris is on top overall, but it's been a while, Doug. I'm giving you first crack.
Well, that's super, since I did absolutely no research this week, Jim. This is going to be a short segment for me on this game. No, this is an exciting game. I'm really looking forward to hearing about this later this evening. And, you know, it wouldn't be a hard pick, I think, for me if it was in Exira. But being on the road, I mean, it's going to put a challenge to the Spartans, you know, and we'll see how healthy they are and if they're at full strength. But I'm gonna stay with Coach Peterson's team until they prove me wrong.
Okay, one for Exira EHK. Exira EHK beat them twice last year. I think it was 40-20 in the regular season, and then they got an 18-yard field goal at the gun to come back a big rally and beat Glenn Ralston at home as Zach Clefoot put a big foot into it and won the game. I think it was 39-36 was the final in that one. One of the more exciting games we had a chance to see last year. Very competitive game. You know, a few guys are gone. As we have all documented, Exira EHK has a lot of their skill position players back. They lost a lot in the line. They have a few guys back, but lost a lot of line play. You know, Glenn Ralston lost a lot of their offensive firepower from last year when Mitchell Lynch graduated. Head coach Craig Lynch, his dad, is back again, and then has got him playing well. The Wildcats are 4-0 too. This is a toughie. I'm going to take Exira EHK on the strength of my loyalties here, because I know a lot of those kids and had a chance to coach a few of them in little kids football. But they're going to have their hands full going on the road here to Glenn Ralston tonight. Chris,
yeah, this will be an awfully tough game, and it's always fun when two top 10 rated teams get together and. Of course, to have that undefeated record coming into the game. So something's got to give here. And Glenn Ralston had a heck of a ball game, it sounded like, last week with West Harrison. That one was tied, actually, later on in the ball game. But Glenn Ralston able to get things going late to pull out that victory. Exira EHK, they also had a pretty tough game against West Harrison. But I think they were able to kind of separate themselves a little bit earlier in that game. So that's, the comparison that I like the Spartans here. It is going to be tough going on the road, but I'm going to give the Spartans the edge here.
Okay, that's three in a row. Matt, what do you got?
Well, I think, like you said earlier, Jim, that with the loss of Lynch, I think that was a lot of their offense. We saw that last year in that playoff game when he stepped out. Glenn Ralston had a little bit of a drop-off.
Multiple times in that game. he had to go out quite a few times.
Mm-hmm. He did, yes. But early on here, Glenn Ralston, they've had a fairly tough schedule. You know, they've had victories over Murray, West Harrison, Bowie Valley, and those teams are having decent early seasons here early on. But I think, Exira EHK, like we talked about, they were able to figure out West Harrison right from the get-go. And Chris already mentioned that Glenn Ralston, it was a tight ball game with West Harrison, their common opponent here. I like EHK. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton's defense and some of the returning players off of that team from a year ago, so I'm going to go with the Spartans on the road.
All right, that's four across the board. Everybody likes Exira EHK in the big top 10 showdown, number 2 against number 7 in this week's AP poll. Let's move to game 2, another 8-man game. It's Essex South Page on the road at Cam. I guess I get first crack at this one. Cam, they just can't. Last week we did that ball game. Now, they were missing Brady Runyon in the backfield, so you give him credit for that because that's a tough one to overcome. He's a good athlete, both on offense and defense. But Cam's got to put something together here real fast or the season's going to really disappear in a hurry on them. They're a better ball club. They have much more talent than what that 1-4 record shows, and I'm thinking tonight against Essex South Page they're going to step up and show that. Chris?
Yeah, the game last week for them against Southwest Valley was just one of those really frustrating games. It kind of makes you scratch your head a little bit, comparatively, because we've gotten to see them play twice already. That opening game against Adair Casey, they looked a lot more polished than they did against Southwest Valley. So having some trouble up front, there's not a lot of time for opening up holes or giving the quarterback time to do much. I think luckily, though, they're running into a team that's having more struggles than they are right now, so this is a chance to kind of get a confidence boost and, of course, homecoming over there as well, and they'll have that motivation to try to get a win. So I'll take the Cougars here.
Okay, that's two for Cam. Matt, what do you like?
I'm going to take the Cougars as well. They've got a nice balanced attack, both running and throwing the ball through the air. And, Essex South Page looking some of their statistics, they just seem to be struggling moving the ball and even putting some points up on the board. So I'm going to go with the Cougars.
Okay, that's three. Doug, is it four?
It is, kind of a boring show, but two sweeps here for the first two games. You know, if Cam can win tonight, they're going to even up the conference record, or district record, pardon me, and, you know, that can maybe spur them to some better things for the latter half of the season.
All right, very good. That's four across the board. Everybody likes Cam over Essex South Page here in Game 2. We'll take a timeout, and we'll have more for you here on Who's Going to Win right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Back on Who's Going to Win, let's take a look at game number three. We've got one more eight-man game to take a look at. It's a pretty good one, too. Murray is on the road at Adair Casey tonight. Chris, how do you see this one?
Yeah, this is another one of those eight-man doozies here on the schedule. If you look at these two teams, really tough competition at certain points for both these teams, probably a little bit more so early on here for Murray. But Adair Casey, of course, congratulations to Clayton Plowman, first off, for breaking that record last week in the all-time eight-man rushing mark. And he's a big key of what they do, but they do have a lot of other weapons as well. They're a pretty quick team. Emmett Wheatley's a guy that can really move. Jensen, their quarterback's a kid that's got some wheels, too. I think being at home helps a lot here as well, so I'm going to take Adair Casey.
Okay, that's one for the Bombers. Matt, how do you see this one playing out?
Well, I'm going to have to go with the home team as well here. Adair Casey Bombers, like Chris said, they've just been rolling along here early on this season, a long trip for Murray. But I think, it comes into play here. You know, the defenses of these teams, are really a lot of the difference makers, especially in this eight-man game. And I think that's where Adair Casey's going to have that edge.
All right. There's two. Doug?
Bombers.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got.
Yep.
All right. I'm not sure that it's been a burden for Clayton Plowman, thinking about that record and all. The kids worry about that kind of stuff, and I know it's been on his mind, but, that stuff's all behind. I don't think the coaching staff at Adair Casey really lets the kids focus on a lot of the individual stuff anyway. If you take care of the team stuff, then the individual stuff comes along with it anyway. So I don't know that that makes that big a deal. I'm going to take Adair Casey. I just like the way they're playing right now. They just seem to be solid. They started out the year, playing pretty competitive football, but boy, they've really been tattooing some teams here lately, and I really like their makeup right now. They're healthy, they're ready to go, they've got a lot of confidence, and they're at home. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Bombers in this one, too, and we'll make this a really boring broadcast here as we continue to go straight across the board here. Game four, we're going to move into 11-man football now. How about those Wheelers, Chris? Huh?
Yeah, strike up the band in Audubon. Man, two straight wins over teams, that traditionally have that kind of name that maybe scares you a little bit, but they've come out with some pretty good wins.
Can you sing the Wheeler fight song?
I cannot, no.
But he'll learn it if it keeps
learn it, yeah.
Playing off for him like this. Bedford comes to town tonight to face off against the Wheelers. And, Matt, you get first crack at this one. What do you like?
Well, definitely we've already talked about it. Audubon on this little two-win streak here over some big-name, traditionally big-name teams. And so I think the coaches up there, those two young co-coaches, have got things rolling pretty good for this group. They like what they have. The scheme seems to be working for this group. And a lot of momentum right now. And they talked about last week how they were down at halftime and able to come back against that Woodward Granger team in the second half and come up with the victory. And, right away after the game, the kids felt like, this was a nice win, but we've got a lot of season yet to go, and we're going to keep plugging away. So I'm going to go with the Wheelers.
Okay, that's one for Audubon. Doug, how do you like this game?
Well, Bedford historically has been a real tough program, and, it's kind of going back to Madrid and then Woodward Granger and now Bedford. I mean, that you know, is quite a slate of games that the Wheelers have to play. But, I mean, Color Me is one that's on the Wheeler bandwagon now. I picked against them last week, but I'm going to take them this week. You know, they've got all the weapons in place. They've got a good receiver. They've got good running back, good quarterback, and seem to have the momentum. So I'm going to take the Wheelers. Probably the death knell for their winning streak, but hopefully not. I hope the Wheelers win this one.
Well, I hope not, because I'm going to take them too.
All right.
You know, a lot of people get all caught up on records and things, and when you take a look, you know, Bedford 1-3 and Audubon's 2-2. Yeah, but you know, let's just forget about those records. Let's go to the other side of the slate right now. Bedford's record is 1-1, and Audubon's is 2-0. Those are the district records, and that's what really matters at the end of the day. You know, the Wheelers had some bumps and bruises early in the season. Their quarterback, young Mr. Smith, didn't have a chance to play early on. And, you know, timing issues, all those kinds of things come into play there. He gets back on the field and gets his legs under him. And all of a sudden, you know, look what they're doing. You talk about Madrid and Woodward Granger, two traditionally solid programs with big names. Well, in small school football, who's got a bigger name than Bedford? So I think they can pull that one off at home, too. And if they do, they go to 3-0, and they sit real pretty looking down the road toward the playoffs if they can continue that momentum. Chris?
Yeah, well, I'm certainly not going to hop off the Wheeler bandwagon after that big victory they pulled off for me last week. You know, look how far they've come, I guess. You know, we were kind of scratching our head at the beginning of the season with that loss to Riverside, and you wondered what was going on. Of course, Trevor Smith wasn't out there. We saw him play against AHST, and they were still kind of out of sorts. You know, things weren't going real well for him in that game either. But, you know, AHST now a top five rated team in the state, too. So he had some tough struggles at the beginning of the season, but they got a nice little streak here going, and maybe that chemistry starting to work out with everybody out there on the field. So I think they get a win here.
All right, that's four across the board. So we've gone the first half of our program, and nobody has had the nerve to step off the diving board quite yet.
There was just too much shakeup last week.
It was. We're all shell-shocked after last week. Well, let's go to the second half of our program then. Griswold is on the road at Westwood tonight. Interesting matchup, Doug. I know you took Westwood against, who was that a while ago? Was that the AHST?
Oh, yeah, that didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out so well, did
no.
it? You stepping off again here?
No way. I'm taking the Tigers, even though they got a long road trip up 29, I think,
Casino
to
road.
Past the casinos, like you told me last time. You know, I've been impressed with the Tiger ground game. You know, that's just a continual theme every year. But I think they had another running back last week who had another over 100 yards rushing. And so I like that strong ground game, and can take the Tigers.
Well, I'm going to take the Tigers, too. Griswold coming off a loss, but not a bad loss against a very, very good AHST football team. A couple teams that could face off later on again this year. Who knows? But they were very competitive in that football game, and they know they can go out and beat anybody on their schedule right now. And they just need to, you know, as always, with a team that runs the type of offense they do, cut down on the mistakes and make sure you control that football. And I like Griswold to do that on the road here tonight. Chris?
Yeah, you know, Griswold very much in that game last week against AHST. AHST got a late score right at the end of the game to, you know, make the score look a little larger than maybe the separation was. So it was a very competitive game. This is a tough test. You know, you have to go a long ways, and Westwood has been pretty competitive in most of the games that they have played as well. So it will be a tough one, but I'll take Griswold.
Okay, well, and that is three. And, Matt, do we just go ahead and just check it off the list?
Yes, I'm going to go with Griswold as well. Like you said earlier, that they felt like they were in that ball game last week and had opportunities to come out on top themselves, just weren't able to put together a few drives and miscues here and there. So, you know, they feel very confident about themselves and know that there may be another opportunity down the road to meet up with them. And so they've got to go on the road here and take care of business. They've been putting up some good numbers on the ground, which is just traditionally what they do. And so I'm going to go with the Griswold Tigers.
All right, very good. So everybody across the board, Griswold. We're five games in, and five games we all agree. We're all easy to get along with around here. Let's move on to game six. Riverside is on the road at Underwood. Wives wouldn't agree, huh? Riverside on the road at Underwood here tonight. These are two teams with identical records. Both are 2-2 overall. Both are 1-1. In district play thus far. An important game for these teams, because these are teams that not a lot of people were probably looking at as being automatic throw-ins to the playoffs. So I hate to say bubble this early in the season, but, you know, this could be an important tiebreaker game for one of these teams when it's all said and done, if they end up being pretty close to each other in district play when it comes toward playoff time. I'm not really sure what to do about this one. I mean, Underwood at home looks like the pick, but I'm kind of intrigued by Riverside and a few of the things they've done. They've shown a few things here recently that have got me a little more convinced than I was before. I don't know why. I'll probably be on my own here, but I'm going to try Riverside on the road here tonight and see if I can. Somebody's got to shake this thing up eventually. Chris?
Yeah, this is a really tough one to figure out, I think, because Riverside so far has been a pretty tough team to get a handle on. You know, got that nice win over Ottoman to open the season, kind of laid a couple of duds right after that, and then a win last week over Logan Magnolia, which, you know, maybe Mr. Molinex has some insight into the Lomah team, but I don't not quite sure what's going on there. That's a surprise, you know. That's something that Riverside I don't think would have expected to do in other seasons, but they get that win there, and you know, things are looking a little different now, so it's hard to tell. Underwood's kind of been the same way, really. You look at them, and there's been some games where I've been surprised that they didn't compete a little bit better than they did in the games that they lost. But still, I don't know. I'm just kind of wavering a little bit, but I am going to take the home team here. I think Underwood, with the home field advantage, has just that slight edge, but this will be a good game.
Okay, there we go. Just so you understand here on our program, we guard any information we have like it's a state secret, right up until showtime. So, Matt, I know you've got spies in some of these locations around the old stomping grounds. Let us have it.
Well, you know, I think this just may be the year that it's just not Loma's year. And
you hate that, don't you?
Yeah, doggone it. So anytime a team can come and upset Loma as it is, I'm going to root for them. So with that, I'm going to jump on the Riverside Bulldog train and keep them going. And I was impressed with their season here so far. So I'm going to go with them, Riverside. All
right. Okay, there we go. I thought I was going to have a limb, but I don't have one. Maybe Chris does. Doug, where are you going to be?
Nope. Chris and I are going to ride this Underwood train and I think, I don't know, Riverside, I don't know. I don't know anything about either one of them, so I think Underwood, the home team.
Not going to try to fool anybody.
No, I had nothing there.
He's honest, if not informed. Huh? There you go.
Certainly uninformed.
All right, very good. We split it up 2-2. Wow, with that, we need to take a break. All this drama. We'll break and be back with our last two games here on who's going to win right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
We have two games left to take a look at here on who's going to win. Welcome back. We've got a couple of Class 3A matchups coming up here tonight to judge for you. ADM is at Lewis Central in the next game that we'll have here on our list. Kind of an intriguing one, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, this is an intriguing game and certainly an important game in district play here. You know, ADM with, I guess you call it the so-called miracle win last week over Creston. There's some pretty late heroics there to get that victory. You know, this Lewis Central team, they had a really tough run to start the year, and we knew it was going to be awfully tough for the Trojans last week against them, and Lewis Central able to show up pretty impressively and win that one going away. I just got a feeling that this Lewis Central team at the end of the day is going to come back and maybe be the one at the top of the pile at the end of the day. So I'm going to take Lewis Central here at home.
Okay, one for the Titans. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, you're right. Lewis Central, you know, they lost the first three games before last week, coming into Atlantic and pulling up a big win there. You know, lost against to Indianola, who's now ranked number 8 in Class 4A. And that was only a one-point loss, a seven-point loss to St. Albert, who's number 2 in 1A. And then another seven-point loss to Abraham Lincoln, another 4A school in the first game of the season. So, you know, since then, they've really found their way. I was very impressed with them last week, Lewis Central. They got a lot of good speed. They throw the ball, and he's got some large targets to throw the ball to. And once they catch it, they've got great speed too. So they move the ball around the field, and I was really impressed with their defense. Strong, fast, and they get after it. They like to hit, and they're going to, you know, fly to the ball. On the other side, you got ADM. Spends most of the time throwing the ball around the field, and I felt Lewis Central did a nice job with their pass catcher and pass rush. So I think they're going to play right into their hands. So, and like Chris said, Lewis Central is going to really find a groove here. So I'm going to go with the Titans.
Okay, well that's two. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I was impressed as Matt was with the Titans. You know, they were fast and well polished. They've got a great kicker, just booms the ball on kickoffs, and Shudak's dad used to play for Iowa State, and not Iowa State. And anyway,
kicker, only have so many scholarships to go around. Sometimes you got to go elsewhere.
You got to brag on a kicker, I guess, when you're a Cyclone. But you know, they really looked like a small college team, really, compared to the Trojans. I mean, they were big and fast, and I don't know how they've lost three games, because they didn't look like a team that would lose those. And I know they've had a tough schedule, but as Matt said, they can throw the ball very well. I haven't seen ADM play, but I was very impressed by the Titans, and I'm going to take them as well.
Okay. Well, I think ADM, of course, they won on their home field last week in that dramatic late rally over Creston. I'm afraid that the ghost of Niall Kinnick only resides at Adel, Lewis Central. Will win the ball game, and I think they will win it impressively, actually. I'm never convinced with that, throwing the ball all over the yard the way they do necessarily, because too many things can happen. But if there's a team that has a quarterback that can throw right along pass for pass with ADM, it would certainly be Lewis Central's Austin Simmons. He's had a pretty good career so far. All right, last game on our list is Denison on the road at Atlantic. Mr. Bolinex, you get first crack at this one.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a fight between these two teams. These two teams here early on just have not gotten anything going in either direction. And, of course, so both of them are going to come in looking for a victory, knowing that this may be an opportunity for them to put up some big numbers. So far in the year, you've got Atlantic that has 576 total yards in four games, and Denison has 614 total yards in four games. So break that down. Denison's averaging 3 yards every play, and Atlantic's 2.8. So they just haven't got anything going at all. So I don't know. You know, it's going to be a good ball game so far. I don't know. I'm going to have to go off of some of the schedule in the games. I'm going to go with Denison. Atlantic can prove that they can move the ball. They just really, really struggled. So I'm going to go with Denison.
Okay, one for Denison. Matt, what do you like? Matt just picked. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I'm going to have to go opposite of my friend Matt Mullenix. I'm going to take the Trojans. You know, that matchup last week against LC, we referenced their size, their speed. I think that was tough for Atlantic. We had a tough time keeping people out of our backfield. Felt like our quarterback probably needed some ice packs after the last game, because he spent a lot of time on his back, and you know, that can be for different reasons. But I don't know that I haven't seen Denison play, but I'd be very surprised if they have the same speed and size as LC Titans did. So you know, Atlantic being at home, I think if they can get that running game going, you know, I think there's a possibility that they can pull some wins out of this schedule, and you know, just try to have little positive things that they work on every week. And you know, we'll see what the record ends up being at the end of the year, but that doesn't mean they can't compete every game, and I think this is a game that they can win.
Okay, so one for Atlantic. You're going to go out on the limb with Atlantic? Not so fast, my friend. I'm going to take Atlantic. You know, the Trojans have not been that impressive at home yet. you know, their two road games, you know, they won the one at Clarinda, and they were competitive against Creston. They looked decent at times against Creston, and kind of a sloppy game by both teams. But I just can't believe that the Trojans can continue to play like they have at home. They've had two home games that have just, they've been outscored 89 to nothing so far. I just can't believe that's going to happen again this week. I'm going to give Atlantic a shot here, and I'm going to go with the Trojans to post a big homecoming victory for all those folks coming back. They'll put it together this week. Chris?
Matt already kind of alluded to this, you know, but two teams that have really struggled, and looking at the record, two teams that don't have a lot of confidence right now either. So it's tough to get a team, you know, in the right mindset to get up and play a game. But I guess both of these teams will look at this as an opportunity to pick up a victory. I'm a little with Matt on this one because looking at the scores, Denison is been a little bit closer in their ball games. They've competed fairly well. I mean, they haven't gotten blown out of the water, and they've had a heck of a tough schedule just to start their season as well compared to Atlantic. So I think Denison just has the slight edge here, and it'll be a good game, and hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to take Denison.
Okay, that's two for Denison, two for Atlantic here in our final game. Gentlemen, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it again this week. Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Don't forget to join us here shortly. We'll be on the air. Glenn Ralston hosting Exira EHK and 8-man football here tonight. That's going to do it for week 5 of Who's Going to Win here on KJAM.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.